This podcast is brought to you by Meridian Manufacturing and Conveyall. Bring your seed storage and handling ideas to life with Meridian and Conveyall's custom-designed and engineered sites. Design, engineering, manufacturing, and delivery. Quality at every step of the way. Hi, it's Mark Zenkowitz. The Seed Synergy white paper has been ratified by all of the Seed Synergy collaboration project partners and lays out a set of proposals for the future of the seed sector and agriculture in Canada based on three different areas: stimulating innovation, modernizing the seed regulatory framework, and building the next generation seed organization. The white paper is a follow-up to the green paper released in 2017 and further refines the ideas that will be taken forth by the Seed Synergy partners as the industry prepares for seed regulatory modernization in 2020. I sat down with Canadian Seed Trade Association Executive Director Dave Carey to chat about the white paper, its significance, and the road ahead for Seed Synergy and regulatory modernization in general. Here are his comments.
It's a policy paper, so it's sort of, this is the direction we should go. And we also distilled it down, which we shared with our members, to just a two-pager policy summary. So under each of the sort of sections, these are the bullet point policy positions, recognizing some of the white paper is, positioning and not discussing the value, and it's almost more an external audience, whether they're our policymaker colleagues. So the board went through that, and after, good discussion and back and forth, CST's board of directors passed a resolution that we endorse the policy positions as outlined in the white paper and essentially use the white paper as our way to communicate those policy positions. So, in the white paper, there's rhetoric, essentially around why this is important. But the policy positions, our board felt that they were close enough to our strategic plan, and that they're also high level enough to allow the staff to implement. They gave us the marching orders that the white paper can be the tool that we use to have the discussion with the minister's office or with our value chain colleagues. So that's a big deal, that it's a culmination of a lot of work that the board has now endorsed the white paper as is. It sort of becomes a collective work plan on some of the high-level policy issues that all of the associations have endorsed. And again, to be synergistic, divide up who has the most expertise in given areas. Value creation, sort of Lauren Hadley and CPTA and us have sort of taken the lead. Plant breeding innovation, we're working on it, but clearly with crop life, the expertise is there. So to start to know that collectively our boards have endorsed it, let's start executing. And the way our board operates is a sort of a policy setting board. We heard in the white paper, we're looking for more details. And it's the same way when my board passes a policy that CSTA supports a position, it's not a one-page paper as to how that position is accomplished. So what I think that the white paper gives us collectively as staff is the endorsement of our boards. It allows us to start executing on that, deploying our staff resources, and ultimately with the executive directors sort of being in charge of that. And so long as we stick with the policy positions in the white paper, that's sort of how CSTA's board operates. It's an evergreen sort of work plan. It's not static. There's a lot of other issues to be dealt with, but we're looking at the plant breeders' rights regulations, the seeds regulations, and the plant with novel trait regulations are sort of the ones we're looking at now. There's momentum behind them. The government has processes in place for us to discuss it. We've had that vehicle. It doesn't preclude us from talking about phytos and bigger role for labs and analysts, but we have to be iterative. The other organizations do endorse the white paper. One of the policy positions is that we're working towards a single seed-based organization, with a caveat that crop life policy-wise, but not structure-wise. So I think that also gives us the executive directors the marching orders that we need. The next step is, we have engaged a governance coach that's been working with the Seed Synergy partners. So some of that stuff can't discuss quite yet, but that we are making significant progress. And, we have sort of tasked ourselves with by July 2020 to sort of have this sorted out. So as far as what a board would look like, how the committees would look like, and to begin those processes, we're looking to ideally be sort of together, if everything goes smoothly, July 2020. No, those are self-imposed, and I think we've already seen CSAC and CSI are likely moving faster just because of the realities of those two organizations, and I see that as a great real tangible benefit of Seed Synergy. Would that have happened without this process? Perhaps, but I think that's a good iterative step.
At CSTA's semi-annual meeting in Ottawa late last year, Canadian Food Inspection Agency President Paul Glover addressed the Seed Synergy project and said that while it's up to the seed industry how it organizes itself, speaking with one voice goes a long way to ensuring clear, consistent messages.
Clarity in priorities, consensus and alignment will go a long way to allowing us to accelerate the pace of change moving forward. I would definitely say that.
Having the buy-in from someone at that sort of senior level is a result of Seed Synergy and working together. It might not be one voice, but it's a strengthened voice, recognizing there are multiple people. And then I think that that same evening, the Monday evening, we had Deputy Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, Chris Forbes, attend our President's reception, and he again echoed support for value creation, support for plant breeding innovation, support for Canada meeting those export targets. So it's exciting when you have essentially those two senior-level government officials basically not only not having an issue with what we're doing, but it's fitting very well into sort of their vision of agriculture being that key driver, making those export targets a reality, and it all starts with the planting of a seed.